your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling we or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying, it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to wish everyone a happy new year. I also want to remind you that Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that's what this show will give you. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the last show we will ever do in the year 2012, the New Year's Eve edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Just maybe 2012 is the last year you'll have to put up with that outdated kitchen or bathroom or more than one bathroom or home entertainment room. Thompson Price will be happy to show you how doable that remodeling job is, and how to do it right. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
This man is going to be very, very busy tonight. He's a bartender. You ever see the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise? That's kind of like what it's like to watch Peon behind the bar.
Oh, yeah. Flipping bottles everywhere. It's amazing.
Flipping like a juggler. He's going to be hard at it tonight till probably, he says, 2:30 in the morning. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are maybe getting ready to change jobs in the new year, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason, because they can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser brush. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Ibrahimanez, charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're far so kind, Dan.
Well, good to see you, Rat Boy.
Ringing in the new year with champagne and what?
Cheese.
Champagne and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tradition in the Rat family. Well, be careful. Not too much champagne. Stay off the roads. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst in the All Boy Orchestra. The Guy Lombardo of polka band.
Yeah.
Peon's too young to remember Guy Lombardo. Yeah. It's interesting. Dan, you remember Guy Lombardo?
Yes, I do.
I can't think of any other orchestra or band that became literally associated with New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I mean, that when you said Guy Lombardo, boom, New Year's Eve. And they did other stuff. I mean, it was an orchestra, for goodness sakes. But I'm trying to think, is there another band?
Wasn't Glenn Miller kind of the same thing?
No, not associated with New Year's.
Glenn Miller wasn't associated with any holiday or any particular event. It was just big band.
Same kind of music, though, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
It was always Guy Lombardo on TV. My grandma and grandpa would come over and watch
from
us.
From the Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah, my mom and dad would go out, and then we would get to go out and bang pots and pans at midnight, but it was always Guy Lombardo on TV that we're watching.
I can't think of another orchestra that's ever been associated with a particular night or single event like that than the Guy Lombardo.
And it'll be the first year without Dick Clark.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It will be.
Ryan Seacrest all night.
Now, see, I saw that list. They did the TV thing. Here's who's passed in the last year. And when I saw Dick Clark, I thought, wow, it seemed like he died. It was more than he. Usually it doesn't seem like
the beginning
it's been
of
year.
The year, probably. Yeah,
it had to be early because it seemed like he's been gone for a while. Welcome to the Playhouse. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And there will be people who'll decide that, you know, 2013, this is when we're not putting up with this kitchen anymore. We like our house. We don't like our kitchen. We don't like our master bathroom. And I'll tell you what'll do it for you. You go into somebody else's house that has a new home or one that has had the kitchen or bathroom redone. Then you go back to your house. Ah, now you've got something to compare it to. Now it's even worse. You hate it even more. There's a fix for that. It's called Thompson Price. It's a man's name and it's a company's name. Thompson Price is not part of any partnership or any other company. It's just Thompson Price. Their showroom is about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, on the north side of the road, next to McAllister's Deli. There's a TJ Maxx in there. It's in DePere. You go to another showroom, you're in the wrong place. True story. We've had a couple of people who said they were in another place. They said, oh, are you the place that we just heard Frank talking about? And they said, yes. Liars. Thompson Price, that's who I talk about. That's who did our kitchen. That's who did our bathrooms. Money well spent. We've never been sorry, and we wouldn't even, why would we? We wouldn't even think of asking or getting the bid from anybody else. We did the first time. We got three bids. Not anymore. ThompsonPrice.com if you want to know more. All this, by the way, we have a monitor in here, and it's on CNN, a TV monitor. And Peon, back me up on this. Up until just now, for two solid hours, the only thing on CNN was the Hillary Clinton blood clot story.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Two hours. Straight. If you looked up a TV, you'd think, oh, my goodness, Hillary's dead. That's what it looked like. It looked like they put together a retrospect, every picture that's ever been taken of Hillary Clinton. It's a blood clot. She's going to get medication that's in her home. It said so on the bottom in real tiny letters. After breaking news, Hillary has a blood. And it said between her brain and skull. Then in real tiny letters, being put on medication, probably will go home any day.
But, however,
and there's always a however in life.
The Inquirer is reporting something different.
They're saying it's a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm. Brain cancer, yes.
Well, I got to tell you, if you looked at CNN, you'd think it's much more than a blood clot. Yet, that's really all they're saying. Now, the other big news, of course, and I'm sick of hearing about this fiscal cliff, but I thought we'd bring in by satellite, he's standing by live, Fiscal Cliff Clavin.
Oh.
To talk to us. This may be the dumbest bit ever. No rehearsal. We just came up with it like in the last minute. Fiscal Cliff, are you there?
Hey, yes, I am here, Frank. How you doing there?
So, Fiscal Cliff Clavin, what's the story here? Why the?
I'd like an explanation.
Yeah, what's
maybe
going on
of all
in Washington?
Stuff, detailed,
you know?
Yeah, well, it has to do with taxes. It has to do with finance. You know, a long time ago, people started taxing people, and that's what it's about.
All right, Fiscal Cliff Clavin, thank you.
Now I get it,
Fiscal Cliff Clavin.
I was in the dark before.
Boy, every once in a while. Somebody passes away in the radio business, and I know that 99% of you, maybe more than 99%, don't know the person. But I bet you all know somebody like the person I'm about to mention. And what I mean by that is somebody who is just a really different character, eccentric, bizarre, you scratch your head when you're around the person going, well, what's up with that guy? And at the same time, you're intrigued. I'm talking about Richard Miller. Richard Miller has passed away. Richard Miller owned, well, he owned more than one radio station, but back in the good old days when individuals owned radio stations and they weren't owned by, you know, mega corporate conglomerates. This station, by the way, I think is the only station left that's not owned by a big corporation. It's still privately owned. And there was a time when KADI and a couple other stations were owned by a guy named Richard Miller. Here's the deal with me. When somebody dies that I don't like in this business or in the community or in the business community, what'll happen with me is I won't say anything. I'm not going to go on after somebody dies. I couldn't stand that person. And the thing about Richard Miller was I have no reason and never did have to dislike Richard Miller. But he was such a powerful character that there are people over the years that I heard say, oh, my goodness, that guy's crazy. I can't stand that guy. My experience with Richard Miller was different. Now, granted, I didn't work for him in the radio business. And I would imagine he was very difficult to work for. Because when you're a genius, when you're eccentric, when you're wealthy, when you're a perfectionist, and when you want everything done exactly the way you want it done, some people can't handle that. And I wouldn't have been able to work for him. Now, I will tell you, again, those of you not in the radio business, you probably in your life have met a guy like this. Wealthy, crazy, eccentric, genius. Richard Miller really liked me. And I liked Richard Miller. And again, I never had to work for him. Although, there was a period where...
And he talked like this, didn't he, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Frankie. Richard Miller.
I say, hi, Richard. There was a time where Richard had decided he had to have me working for him in the radio business.
You're the best there is. You're the best. You're the best there is. You're the best on the air. You're the best there is.
I ran into Richard not 2-3 weeks ago. We were both having breakfast in the same place, and I think my daughter was with us. And what did Richard say when I introduced him?
Your dad's the best there is. He's the best there is. Nobody better. He's the best there is.
Years ago, Richard calls me.
Frankie, it's time for you to come to work for me.
So I met him. We met. We talked. And it was okay. Then we met again. And then we met again. And then we met again. And we met after that. And then I met him at his house.
I want you to come to the house.
I go to his house, I think 5 times. Within 10 days, I went to his house. It was bizarre. We never struck a deal. And I never really understood. I finally just said to him, you know what, Richard? I don't think you really want me to work for you.
Yes, I do. You're the best there is.
I said, then we're not getting anywhere. We're not ever getting down to the nuts and bolts here. How much is there going? He said to me at one point, because I was working at another station, and I said, Richard, here's the first problem. I said, I have a contract. This was back when I actually had a contract. I said, I have a contract with the station. It's not up for a year and a half. He says,
it doesn't mean a thing.
I said, what do you mean it doesn't mean anything?
Not worth the paper it's written on. Listen, Frankie, don't worry about the contract. I got a lawyer. We get that thing. Don't worry about it. It's worthless. Contract's worthless.
I said, okay. What do we do now?
Well, we're going to meet again. Now, of course, we're always going to meet again, he says. And then we're going to talk. And we're going to talk money. And we're going to get serious. And we're going to put a contract together.
And I said, wait a second. We're going to do what?
He said, I'll get a contract. I said, why?
They're worthless.
Yeah, yeah. You said they're worthless. He says, well, you got me on that one, I guess. Yeah.
I said, your own words. You said they're worthless. Yeah. Why would we do what?
Well, okay, maybe we won't.
Now, another quick story about this guy. Once he liked you, you're on his. I think he had 2 lists. Like a lot of very successful guys, you don't want to be on that bad list. But if you're on the good list, you wonder why. I never even worked for this guy. Yet, I get a call from him years ago, and it was Christmas time. And he says, Frankie, Richard Miller. Like, I wouldn't know who it was. I said, hi, Richard. He says, I want you to watch the mail. Watch what is going to be delivered. You're not going to believe it. You're going to love it.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay. So, sure enough, here comes delivered to the house this can, and I open it up. It has the biggest cashews, salted cashews. I didn't even know a cashew could grow this big. Like the size of your thumb.
Oh, man.
They look like shrimp. I called him, and I said, Richard, I just got the cashew.
Aren't they the greatest? Did you ever see cashew? You know what? In the whole world, there's one place you can get these cashews. I love them. I wanted you to have some.
The next year, another big can of cashews. The next year, another big can of cashews. Then the 4th year at Christmas, his secretary calls. She introduces herself. She says, I'm Richard Miller's secretary. I said, what can I do for you? She says, I need your measurements. And I said, for what? She said, I can't tell you.
Richard won't let me take. I said, well, this is weird. She said, just give me your measurements. I said, okay. I said, what do you need? Waist. She says, your height. I need your jacket size, a pant leg size. I said, well, what? She said, I can't tell you. To my house is delivered the most spectacular, regal, elegant bathrobe. It's the kind of bathrobe that King Henry or some like big, fluffy, velvety robe. It's unbelievable. It weighed like 50 pounds, and this thing had to cost a fortune. I called him. I said, Richard, is it not the most beautiful robe you've ever seen in your life? I found this company, and they make these robes. They're spectacular. So I have this gorgeous. I still have it, this bathrobe.
He never heard when someone was saying, like you, why did you send this? Why did you? He was always like,
isn't that great? It is fabulous.
Oh, my goodness. He was just over the top. My wife and I went to lunch with him and Mary Jane, his wife, at Bristol's one day.
Frankie, let's have lunch. Bring your wife. We're going to this place, Bristol. Everyone to Bristol. I said, yeah. They're the greatest. You're the greatest. They're the greatest.
So we go there, and I've never seen anything like watching him order a salad. The waitress came over, and he says, I'm on a salad. What size salads do you have? She said, well, we have a lunch salad. We have a full salad. How full? Is that full? Is that too much? Is the other one maybe too small? But I don't want this one to be. It could be too big, but the other one could be too small. And it just starts. And then he proceeds to tell her, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact, but it was something to the order, on the order of, I want the dressing on the side, but I don't want too much dressing. But if you give me too much, then I might use too much. And then I want green, like dark green, but not spinach, but like dark, no light green lettuce. And I want those little tangerine slices. I want 10 of them. Not 12. I'm a 10. And then I want like pecan. Not walnut. Sometimes you put walnuts in this. I want pecans in this. I don't want walnuts in there. And he just goes on. And I just thought, holy mackerel. He was one of a kind. The world would be a boring place if it didn't have characters, real characters. And Richard Miller, like him or not like him, was one of the most colorful, weirdest, nicest, creepiest people. And there are radio people in this town who know more stories, certainly, than I know. Because, I didn't work for him. But I will tell you, it's hard not to like, again, not working for him. Hard not to like and enjoy knowing a guy who would change clothes in his office and put on a military uniform when he knew someone was waiting to see him that he didn't want to see. And he would walk out of his own office into the reception area pretending he had just had a meeting with Richard Miller so that he could get out and get to his car. Now, that's funny. I don't care how crazy it is. It's funny. So rest in peace, Richard Miller. You were part of the radio business at a time when a guy was able to run a radio station exactly the way he wanted to run it. You might not have agreed with him. You might have agreed with him. If he liked you, he really liked you. And he liked me. And I liked Richard Miller. Now, there will be people through the years, if I'm still on the air, who are going to pass on, and they will have been in the radio. And I'm not going to mention them. Because you know the old expression, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything. Well, there are a couple of people in the business I can't say anything nice about. And when they're gone, they'll just be gone. So I wanted to acknowledge that my life for little brief periods of time was much more interesting and colorful, having known Richard Miller. Went to the Galleria Friday. Where's this economic slump? That place was covered up.
Oh, my goodness.
Covered up with people. Went to the Apple Store.
We drove by there yesterday. It was still packed.
Apple Store had to have 30 employees working, and they were all swamped. It was unbelievable. Pulled up next to a guy on 270 on Saturday, and I got the biggest kick out of this. He was in an older Jaguar, and he was talking on his cell phone, and it was the old Motorola. This was a Jaguar from the early 80s. It was the Motorola with the curly Q antenna bolted to the transmitter in the trunk. Guy's still using the original cell phone. I wanted to give the guy a thumbs up if I could have gotten his attention. It was just fun to see that old cell phone, just like the one I had in the 80s. A couple other quick things. I saw on the news this morning a train derailment, and they showed a couple of these railroad cars off in, like, in a ditch. Here's my question. How do you get a railroad car back on the track?
Oh, man.
How do you do that? Have you ever tried to take even a toy train and set it and get it just right on the track?
Heavy-duty crane, I guess.
Yeah, they bring a crane. I think there's a crane.
Well, that must be some crane.
They have a crane on the tracks itself, I think, and then they bring it up. And
because some of these cars...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They're full of stuff. I mean, they're heavy. How do you pick that thing up and set it on the track? I just got to wondering about that today for some reason. And here's another thing I'm thinking about. SOL. Well, you're just SH out of luck. Who came up with that? Think about it. SH is a disgusting pile of stuff. It really is. It's just, it's SH. You are SH out of luck. Why not say
your luck ran out?
No,
or?
you're vomit out of luck. Yeah. I mean, it'd be the same thing. Why you're a pile of dead maggots out of luck? It just doesn't
That's
make
one
any.
That sounds good saying though. It feels good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it does, but it just doesn't make any sense. Real quickly, there's an article that I read written by Rachel Kramer Bussell. She is a sex writer. She writes about sex, and she researches sex. And I'll just cut to the heart of this story. And ladies, you may want to make a note of this. She does an article and talks about ordering from Amazon the, how does she put it, the Cadillac of vibrators. It's the Hitachi Magic Wand. So for what it's worth, ladies, she says it's the Cadillac of vibrators. You have to plug it in. It's not even battery. You plug it in the wall.
Wow.
Good luck. I know women right now. Amazon.com, Hitachi Magic Wand. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
You know the drill. I like to think I've waited about a year between the telling of the same joke. I like to tell a joke no more than about once a year. I don't think it's been quite a year, but I don't care. It's New Year's Eve. What the heck? And Evelyn had sent me an email, said, please tell this joke again. So I'll do it. I don't know why jokes about people on their deathbed are funny, but they are. When it's that, well, you've got 2 days to live. This is funny. And this is one of those stories. And it's a guy who is on his deathbed, and the doctor gets his wife and says, you may want to come in. He does not have long. Maybe an hour. So she goes and she sits by him. And it's a heartbreaking scene. He's getting ready to leave this world. And he takes her hand and he says, there is something that I have to tell you. I cannot leave this world with this on my conscience. She said, well, honey, save your strength. He said, no, I have to do this. She said, what is it? He says, I slept with your sister. She said, what? He said, yeah, I'm sorry. I need to know that you forgive me before I die. I slept with your sister. Please forgive me. She said, I forgive you. Now you rest. And an hour later, 2 hours later, 3 hours later, he's not dead. The next day he's not dead. 2 days later, he's rallying back. The guy makes a miraculous recovery. And he gets out of the hospital. 2 weeks go by. Boom! Relapse. Back in the hospital. Emergency room. Intensive care. The doctor comes out to his wife and says, look, I know what happened last time. He made an unbelievable recovery. That's not going to happen. This is it. I guarantee you, this is it. He's a dead man. I don't mean to be crude, but you got 30 minutes. What happened last time? Not going to happen again. So she rushes in, sits down by him. He takes her hand. He says, something I have to tell you. And he's delirious. He's on all kinds of morphine and drugs. She said, what is it, honey? He said, I slept with your sister. She says, honey, it must be the drugs. You told me that, you know, you told me that last time, 2 weeks ago when you were here. He said, I mean, since then.
All right, we're going to check the highways right now. Here's Tim Weil and Tim.
Thanks, Dan. Well, they've cleared that stall on westbound 44 at Soccer Park some time ago. Everything's looking great there. Also, the accident was cleared at Mid Rivers and McMenemy. Things looking a little bit busy on southbound 270, Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, but that's really about it. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. The holidays are over, almost, and the bills have arrived. That makes it the perfect time to talk to a St. Louis Allstate agent about saving on your insurance. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Martin Kilcoin from the Big 550 KTRS.
And Randy Naughton from Fox 2. And in 2013, a little bit of girl power, Martin.
So you're going to be on the show is what you're telling me.
Oh, they didn't tell you? Well, I'll tell you then. 2013, every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm joining you, Martin.
Randy Naughton, part of the team next year, and we'll talk about big issues, important stuff, and chick stuff?
Exactly. And that's what they're telling me anyway. They didn't really tell you, Martin?
The feminine side of the program debuts in 2013.
And I'll be here too.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all you West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal on an appliance at the usual stores who claim to have the lowest prices when in reality they're all the same? Well, now things are about to change. Appliance Discounters has opened their fourth showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right. Now West County shoppers will see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing an appliance at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Inbox items, factory closeouts, or slightly blemished. Appliance Discounters buy Frigidaire appliances by the truckload and pass the savings on to you. So if you're in the market for a brand new Frigidaire kitchen appliance or laundry product, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we'll prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings and hometown buying. Only at Appliance Discounters.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. So you like to shop online? Well, Schnars has a solution for you. Did you know that we have 65,000 items available to you online? Just go to our website at www.schnars.com and click on the button for shop. Do your shopping online and be sure and choose the ship-to-store option. When you do that, your items will come to our store without a shipping charge. Stop by at your convenience and pick them up. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Is it leaking? Hi, San Luis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
Don't miss The Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Want to get away from it all?
The Big 550 has teamed up with the 2013 All Canada Show, January 4th through 6th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And we'll give you a chance to register to win a 7-day fishing package to the Tamarack Island Wilderness Lodge, valued at over $1,700. Just go to KTRS.com to register, and we'll announce the winner on January 6, 2013. And it's all from the 2013 All Canada Show, January 4th through the 6th at the St. Charles Convention Center and the Big 550 KTRS.
My understanding, we don't really have a report today. We're just checking in.
Yeah.
With Southern California, where I guarantee it's not going to be 16 degrees at night there. Mike Evans standing by, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Let's just get right to it. Mike Evans, everybody.
Hey, happy New Year!
So what will you do tonight?
We're going to go have dinner at a place called Roy's.
Yeah, you've mentioned that 800 times.
Yeah.
We're familiar.
Well, you asked what I was going to do.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
You like that place.
Yeah.
It's very good. Frank's eaten there.
I've been there, yeah.
And?
It's okay. Restaurants are restaurants to me. Some are better than others. Roy is better than the average restaurant.
Better than, Panda's Express.
Well, yeah, you're talking two completely different things there.
Yeah.
So you'll go there to dinner. Will you be there at midnight or will you be back home by midnight?
We are going there at 6 o'clock. We'll probably be home by 7:30.
Sleep by 9:30.
Sleep by 9:30.
That's me. That's my New Year's Eve.
It'll be 1.5 Ambien and okay. Some earplugs.
Do you wear earplugs at night?
On New Year's Eve because of fireworks and stuff.
Ah, okay.
Then early up in the morning, take down the Christmas decorations. Turn on the very beginning. They have local stations. We'll have getting ready for the Rose Parade. That starts around 4:30 in the morning, 5 in the morning. So I'll be up by 5:30 watching that.
Oh, Mike, you got to be the only person up New Year's Day at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And by 6:30, I'll have them. But in the morning, I'll have all the Christmas decorations put away.
Don't you have a wife?
Yeah. Wait a minute. What?
She'll be worn out after I have my.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
She'll have to sleep in.
Yeah. Well, New Year's Eve.
She might be in the hospital.
She might be hospitalized, honey.
Yeah.
After I take care of my business. Mm-hmm.
I said earlier, honest to goodness, I can't think of twice in my life when I've been to an actual New Year's Eve party. I just don't care anything about it.
I want to ask Mike, have you ever been at Times Square for New Year's Eve?
I have. I've been in Vegas New Year's Eve.
Okay, answer this for us.
I remember one time I was at a New Year's, years ago, at the stroke of midnight, I was at the Thomas Mack Arena in Vegas watching Chicago in concert, and just as it hit midnight, they're singing, "Only the Beginning, it's only the beginning."
Sounds just like them.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's good.
All right, so answer this for us. You've been to Times Square. We're talking about this earlier. I see the shots, the overhead shots of Times Square, shoulder to shoulder, packed, just mob of people. What if you're in the middle of that pool of people, sea of people, and you have an emergency? I got to get to a bathroom like right now. You're just pretty much too bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to make it.
Papa
squat. I don't know why anybody would do that. Yeah, you had to be young, stupid, drunk, and I mean, it was miserable.
That, thank you, because that's always when I, my wife every once in a while, I'd sure like to go to Times Square just once for New Year's Eve. No.
No.
I don't think so.
I've been Hawaii, of course, a lot of times for New Year's, and that's always fun.
No, that would be different.
That's usually there's parties on the beach.
Yeah, first of all, you're not freezing to death.
No, it's always, you know, it's 75.
And Vegas is pretty crazy, too, right?
Oh, I would imagine Las Vegas is really crazy. Oh,
very crazy.
Yeah.
So you have no report today?
Well, no, I just want to call to talk to you guys.
Yeah, I saw in the paper, first of all, that slut Kim Kardashian is now pregnant by Kanye West.
Yeah.
So now they have their little, what do you call it when they put the two names together?
Kim-ye.
Kim-ye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim-ye.
Yeah.
I had,
Kanye and
I
Kim.
I actually wrote for tomorrow, I wrote a couple of notes, and if it gets up on time, I'll read you what I'm going to say about it tomorrow. About Kim Kardashian and the Kanye West. I'm sure you were. Did a tear come to your eye when you read about this?
I couldn't be happier for him.
Wouldn't it? I would be Kardashian.
That's good.
Kim-ye.
What's that?
Kardashian. As opposed to Kim-ye.
Yeah.
Kim-ye. That just sounds stupid.
It is stupid. All right, I think we're almost out of time.
No, wait a second. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Okay.
What are you doing for New Year's?
We're going to go to dinner with a couple that are friends of ours, and it's just a restaurant. We have reservations. We have dinner. We go home.
What time are you having dinner?
9:15. That's as soon as they can get us in.
That is late.
Well, that's as soon as they can get us in. Is 9:15.
To me, that's way too late.
It is too late, but the guy works till 8, so he can't get there till 9:15. So we had no choice.
I don't have a friend that's that good a friend that I would wait for that long. Here it is right here. Here it comes. It says, it's very short. It says, boom, there it is. Regarding Kim Kardashian being pregnant, for the record, she can't dance, she can't act, she can't sing. She has absolutely no other talent than being an internet sex tape skank. So who really cares?
Well, apparently, a lot of people do because they make a lot of money just being nobody.
TMZ had 5 articles on it today.
Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah. I mean, really. Yeah.
Who are the people who care?
Anything, that she's only known for doing a sex tape.
She's known for sleeping with guys. Who are the people who actually care about her? I don't get it either.
And I'll tell you something else. I knew Bob Kardashian for many, many, many years. Used to go to all the SC games. Sat came out of the press box. You see him at a lot of Dodger games. In fact, he used to come in with OJ. Very, very good friends. He would be so ashamed of her.
No, he's probably glad he's dead.
Well, I don't know if I'm
looking down, going, I'm glad I'm dead.
He's probably spinning on me, spinning like a lid on me.
Real quickly, have you seen Les Mis?
No, I have no desire to.
You are a smart, smart man.
Let me ask you something. Have you seen Django?
No.
It's pretty bloody. Of course, it's Quentin Tarantino, but it's certainly worth seeing.
I'll give you one. Pull up on pay-per-view that I watched this past weekend. One of the sickest, weirdest, darkest, strangest things I've ever seen. Matthew McConaughey, Killer Joe.
It's horrible.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
I can't even describe to people.
Like, what the hell was that?
No, you're going, what am I watching?
Yeah, who wrote this? And when were they on drugs?
But because the idea.
What the hell was that?
The idea is a good one. It's a Dallas detective who is a hired killer. You can hire this cop. Now, that sounds, whoa, hey, that's pretty interesting. No, you got to see this to believe it. It is the weird. Let me just say two words. Chicken leg.
There you go.
You remember the chicken leg scene?
Yeah, I do.
All right, folks, when you see it, you'll know why I said chicken leg.
Chicken leg. Now, real quickly, St. Louis, I'm just pulled it up. Says here a little snow and 33 degrees.
Yeah, sir.
Yep.
Little snow, 33 degrees. Tomorrow, beautiful, sunny, going to be 26 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the teens at night. Don't you wish you were here?
You know how to have a good time.
That's right.
Have a wonderful, happy new year, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow from Hollywood, Palm Springs to be exact, and a basking 64 degrees.
And that's cool, though.
It is a little chilly. I'll have to wear my toque when I go outside to dinner tonight. Mike Evans, see ya.
There he goes. He has no idea what it's like to get out of your car and fall down on the ice.
No. Uh-huh.
No idea. 2 times of the year, I always think of as miserable and cold. One is New Year's Eve. For whatever reason, my memory of most New Year's Eves is miserable. And the other one is every year we go, and we're going to do it a week from tonight. We have our get-together before our trip with our listeners. Doesn't it seem like every time we do that, it's the most miserable 10 below zero?
Yes.
What is that about?
And ice and,
which is a good thing because you're planning, you're meeting just before you head for Jamaica, man. So that comes up. Wow, that's a week from tonight. We are less than 2 weeks away. Am I right?
19, a little over two weeks.
January 19th, we leave for our trip. I know. Well, stop. You people hate us, and I don't blame you. Let's do this. Let's talk a minute about Amini's. If you didn't get into Amini's over the holiday season, there's no bad time to go to Amini's. The toughest part about what I have to do, and that is tell you about Amini's, is just that, is figuring out how to paint a picture for you so that you know what to expect when you walk into Amini's. And I can't do it because I can't say to you, well, it's kind of like going into, because there is no like, there's no other store like it. There's no place you've been like Amini's. If you have in your mind that it's a bunch of Oriental rugs, you're right. It's a bunch of Oriental rugs, beautiful rugs. And not just Oriental rugs, but you know, machine-made rugs, area rugs, big ones, small ones. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. You're right about that. If you think, it, and you probably don't think of it as a lighting place, but you should. Jaffe Lighting, a spectacular collection of lights for your house. You think, oh, that's the pinball place and the pool table. But yeah, it's that too. But it's also massage chairs and the home theater furniture and accent pieces for your house. And jukeboxes, and shuffleboard, and ping pong, and electronic dart boards, and the accessories for all that stuff. If you have a pool table, and you're looking for cue sticks, new billiard balls, they have all that. Shuffleboard supplies, they have all that too. It's a store like no other store. Here's what they don't sell. They don't sell electronics, like, you know, cell phones and that kind of stuff. They don't sell that. TVs. And they don't sell appliances. You're not going to buy a washer and dryer refrigerator there. Other than that, they got a lot of stuff, and it is a just a flat-out fun place to walk through. And there's something in everybody's price range at Amini's. Take your kids because they can play pinball and arcade games for free. They sell them, but they also have them there for kids to play with. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley, Boone's Crossing. That's the exit you make off 40. You can't miss the place under the Copper Dome. A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com.
Let's get another look at traffic here. Have a happy new year, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Dan. You guys all have a happy new year also. The only thing that's going on now is we just had a report of a stall on northbound 270, a little bit north of Graboid. It looks like they've moved that off to the shoulder. You're looking good coming over the Poplar Street Bridge. And on east, our westbound 70, maybe just a little bit of a slowdown as you approach the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal. Now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way at participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Reporting live from downtown St. Louis, Michael Goldie, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
And the world.
Christiana Monfour, ABC News, Tripoli, Libya.
Nick Schifrin, ABC News, Kabul.
The Big 550 KTRS.
David Blaustein, ABC News, Hollywood.
Reporting live from Sunset Hills, I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Depend on it. Painting. Not exactly high on most people's list of fun things to do, which is why you should call Beckner Painting and Contracting. They've been doing it since John Glenn became the first American in orbit, and gas was 28 cents a gallon. That was 50 years ago. But besides painting interiors and exteriors, Beckner Painting and Contracting does cabinets, vanities, tubs, tile, metal office furniture, drywall installation, window replacements, siding, gutters and downspouts, room additions, kitchen and bath remodels, deck cleanings and staining, make readies, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, and too many other things we don't have time to mention. Phew! Which is why they ought to change their name to Beckner Painting and a whole lot of other home and office improvement stuff. But they'd have to get a bigger sign. Bottom line, at Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price, and the estimate is free. They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000. That's 314-646-7000. Or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
And even though every year you say, be careful, don't be stupid, don't drink and drive, there'll be some knuckleheads that do it. Don't let it be you, okay? We need you here. We'll see you back here Wednesday. Have a great New Year's Eve, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. The Senate may try to vote tonight on a deal to extend tax cuts, but...